simplify your life today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We've got an exciting broadcast lined up for you. Lots of things on the agenda. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our go-to guy when it comes to auto repairs, Mark Evans. He'll be joining us live, so if there's something wrong with your car, if it's not running properly at the moment, if you're not getting the proper fuel economy and would like to increase that, Mark can help you with that. If your vehicle is just plain not performing, it's basically not running at all or whatever, Mark can help you out. So don't hesitate to give us a call at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Also on today's broadcast, in hour number two, he is the chief mechanic and the founder of the Busted Knuckle Garage. Mr. Warren Tracy will be joining us in hour number two. We'll find out how everything went Father's Day period, see how his business did on that front. And we've also got on today's broadcast a gentleman who we enjoy having on the program quite often, and that is Jeff Bartlett from Consumer Report. Sam Murtaugh will be also joining us, and he's the marketing manager for Mecum Auctions. But right now, let's go to the guest lines here on Auto World and bring forth the one, the only, Mr. Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, good, Bob. Good, Bob. Good to be along. Going into summer finally, huh? We're finally getting some warm weather, and cars are we're all getting out there again, it looks like.
Absolutely. Nice. You've got a lot of collector cars. Do you still have that 1916 Chevrolet?
I do. It's sitting in the corner of the garage, and it's time to get it out, you know, put the old convertible top down on it, and crank her up, you know, break a sweat, Bob, cranking it up to get it started again. Do some exercise and get it exercised again, and that car again, you know, it's, since gas prices are what they are and all, I gas per gallon on that, I have to actually mix fuel with it, because it doesn't, that 1916 engine doesn't like to burn unleaded fuel, you know, I have to get lead in it to get it to run right.
What do you do? How do you actually mix it up?
Yeah, there's three compounds I had to put in the unleaded gasoline in order to make it get high enough octane, of course, and then I had to put a lead substitute in there, and then there's actually, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, maybe our listeners have, the 104. It's got just 104 on the can, and that's pretty awesome stuff, but by the time it gets all said and done, you know, just to burn a gallon of gas in it, because I don't drive a lot, wood spoke wheels and all. Being wood spoke, and our roads today are asphalt or, you know, concrete, the wood wheels will actually splinter as you're driving down because the road doesn't give. You know, it's not a dirt road anymore, so the wood spoke wheels, I have to hose those down, get those nice and wet. I'm out in front of my house, you know, with the hose on those, getting those all nice and wet. Meanwhile, it's got two blade fans, so you know, it doesn't draw a lot of air through the radiator, so while you're, you know, letting it idle, close down the wheels, it's getting hot. And then by the time you mix the fuel and get all the fuel mix and put a gallon in it, which, you know, you've got to have more than a gallon in the, it's got like the gas tank's in the back, kind of like a little beer keg in the back, you know, which is stock original, but it looks like a keg, but it's not. Sometimes I wish it was, but tap right into that, baby. But anyway, by the time I put about 5 gallons of fuel in there, it's at about roughly $8 a gallon by the time I add all the substitutes in the gallon of gasoline. times five gallons. You know, it's a pretty spendy little trip just to go down the road in the 1916 Chevrolet anymore. it definitely turns heads, and not only does it turn heads, but I've had people come up next to me at, you know, 22, 25 miles an hour. They're, you know, yelling out, "What year is it? You know, how long have you had it? How much did you pay for it? Where did you get it?" You know, all those questions. So, you know, you kind of have to, it's kind of worse than texting and driving, which I don't do, but, you know, you have to wave them over to the side of the road and park and then let them look at it and touch it. And a lot of the people want to see under the hood, and it's, you know, it's nice, but I gotta point out to everyone that's listening, you know, it's, gosh, Bob, when you have to have over on the passenger side of this 1916, you have to pump. The fuel pump is manual, so you gotta have a navigator with you. No, I had to overhaul that. It's a little stick that you've got to pump, which is a primer, and you got to pump that gasoline. The driver, it's kind of unique how Chevrolet did it back in the day. They have a pound per square inch gauge over on the driver's side, but yet the navigator over on the right-hand passenger side of the car, you've got to pump the rod that comes out of the dash about 8 to 10 inches. You got to pump it to keep the fuel pressure up, which the gauge is over on the driver's side. So the driver's got to talk to the passenger, "Hey, get pumping again." Meanwhile, you know, you've got the timing and the throttle and all that on the steering wheel, and you got a foot throttle. But the unique thing, too, you know, if you push the clutch pedal, it's a manual. There's no synchros on the tranny, so you've got to keep your ears open and listen to the engine, listen to the RPMs and all. There's no tach, of course. But you've got to, you know, use your whole body. You've got to be talking. You got to move the timing. So when you are sitting there idling, you got to retard the timing. Then when you go to take off, you got to advance the timing to get it to have power to go. And at the same time, push the clutch in all the way, like all of us are familiar with on standard transmissions. It actually locks up the back brakes if you push it in all the way.
You're kidding.
So they did that. Yeah, so you can only push the clutch in about halfway and then shift gears, grind them, because there's no synchros. So you're, you know, grinding the gears.
Gee, sounds
but
lovely.
it's a good ride, Bob. It's a great ride.
I want to hear more about it. Go ahead.
I guess it's better than riding a horse, you know.
That's right.
You know, 22 miles an hour is a lot faster than. But the hill holder, you know, if you push the clutch in all the way, it's designed to lock the back brakes up. So you can, you know, car is on a hill and it won't roll backwards on you, and you can still put it in gear and take off.
But there's some new vehicles with that. You know, everything old is new again. There's some brand new 2011 vehicles that tout that as, like, you know, this is the cutting edge stuff, but they had it in 1916. Wow. That is funny.
You know, I do appreciate the newer cars I have, you know, power windows, Bob, power windows, and air conditioning. Wow.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I want to hear more about the cranking side of the fence. I had a trivia question here on the show a couple of weeks back about the first electric starter, 1911. It was in a Cadillac, and Charles Kettering was the guy that invented it, but all other vehicles you had to hand crank. And I've never cranked one myself, but I heard, you know, this is one of the main reasons that women weren't drivers back then, and that the cranking process is not exactly an easy one. What's it like?
Well, you know, it's not. It's very interesting. There's a lot of things, being a technician mechanic all my life. It's easier for me because I can understand what I'm doing. And so these engines it's carbureted. Of course, no fuel injection was, you know, invented back in that day. And so it's all carbureted, and there's two different types of carburetors, Bob. There's called an updraft carburetor or a downdraft. And then, you know, everybody's familiar with downdraft carburetor. That's these carburetors, you know, from the 40s, you know, are sitting on top of the engine or off to the side of the engine. But yet, the gas goes down the carburetor, it's gravity fed and it drops down into the cylinders. Well, in the 1916, it's an updraft. So that's all part of the cranking on it. I'll tell you about that.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a pit stop and then more with Mark Evans.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again, I'm on the road.
Today on The Long Drive, what's Ford doing in the hybrid realm? The Long Drive is brought to you by LifeShield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids!
Just wait for the police!
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
There's lots of confusion out there, the difference between a hybrid vehicle, a partial hybrid vehicle, an electric car. Well, let's find out more from Sharif Markabee, Ford's Director of Electric Vehicle Projects.
We've had hybrid electric vehicles, which is what HEV stands for, and we launched last year the second generation, which is the Ford Fusion Hybrid. And the hybrid electric vehicle, which we call them full hybrids, which is, runs on high voltage, usually over 350 volts battery. What it is, it's a combination of the traditional powertrain with a gas engine, and then it's supplemented with electric power from the battery.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Speaking of Corvettes, coming up in hour number two, we're going to be chatting with the gentleman from Mecum Auctions. They just had the all Corvette auction out in Bloomington, at the Bloomington Gold event held just outside of Chicago at the Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles, Illinois. And we'll be getting the inside scoop on that. But in this hour, we're inviting you to call in at 800-259-9231. We're going to take your mechanical questions, because our mechanical expert is with us. He has blessed us with his appearance on today's show. So if your car is not running properly, not performing properly, giving you poor fuel economy, or it's not smelling right, not starting right, not stopping right, if neighbors are complaining about it, if you've just brought it to your local repair facility and they've told you you got to take out a second or third mortgage to fix it, and you want a free expert's opinion, dial us up right now, 800-259-9231, because standing by is Matt at GCN Control Central to take your calls. And we'll throw a trivia question into the mix as well. Mark Evans, car collector, talk show host, and all-around good guy, as well as ASE-certified mechanic, is with us. He's been telling us about his 1916 Chevrolet and cranking and all that stuff. Boy, Mark, in addition to that 1916 Chevrolet, I know you also have kind of a muscle car, I believe. You still have it from the 1960s. Tell us about that. Mark, are you with us? Did we lose Mark? We may have lost Mark. We may have lost Mark. All right. Matt's going to call Mark back. It's been one of those days. I've had a weekend of phone problems on various radio programs. Just the phone gods are not lining up properly this weekend. But why don't we take this opportunity to throw out a trivia question. Are you ready for the trivia question? Here comes the trivia question. I'm looking for the manufacturer that brought us the car. This is a pretty easy question. It was called Lecar, L-E-C-A-R, Lecar. All right, so that gives you a tip-off right there that it's a French vehicle, Lecar. It was a rather funky vehicle, but the reason why that vehicle is going through my head right now is because Fiat has just reintroduced the 500 and reintroduced the brand, really, and first time ever bringing the 500 into the United States. And the convertible version is called the 500C. Kind of has that same type of convertible top that was on Lecar. It kind of is like a sardine can. You kind of peel it back, but the sides remain up. So who made the Lecar? That is the question. Mark Evans is back with us. Mark was busy getting his mechanics wear on. I got the gloves on there, I see, Mark, the whole bit.
I do, but I dropped the big wrench on my big toe. That's why I dropped the phone. Sorry about that. It hurt my head.
Well, that will do it every time. Those wrenches are heavy, you know?
I hope you didn't hit my toe. It was hurting.
We had to push the dump button so the folks couldn't hear you. So that's the truth of what went on here behind the scenes. But let's talk about some other vehicles in your collection. I think I remember you having a car from the 1960s that's very fond, very close to your heart. Do you still have that vehicle that I'm referring to?
Yeah, I do. It's a 1965 Dodge Coronet 440. A little two-door hardtop there, you know. Got to have my muscle car, Bob.
That's right.
That's a fun one, too, to get out. And now, 'tis the season, warm weather, and so every weekend there's always a car event, car show somewhere, some drive-in. So we like to take that. I'm spoiled, you know. I've had these cars forever. I've taken care of them, so I like to get that one out and park it over at one drive-in, and then I come home and friend goes with me, and we grab another one and do that thing, you know, drop another one off at another drive-in, and that way I get those burgers at each place and do a little food test for them too, you know.
Oh, that's great. So give all our listeners across the land the color scheme on this vehicle with the 440 power plant, the Mopar power vehicle. What's the color scheme?
That's that, I call it nerd green, you know, the real light pale turquoise. Some people might call it a blue green, you know, and that was my first car. I had it back, bought it when I was 13 with lawn mowing money, and my dad drove it home and then couldn't get, come when I, you know, they said, you know, my parents said, you're not going to drive until you're, we could get a license when we were 14 in Idaho, but he said, you know, we can't, you're not going to get a license until you're 16. So that's what happened and all. And, but come time to get a license, then the insurance person that my father had, insuring all his cars and his house, his life, his health, all that, actually said that, well, you know, we're not going to be able to insure your son on that car because it has too much horsepower under the hood for a 16-year-old.
Oh, boy.
I just, those were the days back then, but it finally happened and all. And, but that was fun. You know, that was back, Bob, when the gas was, I think it was 54 cents a gallon for that old monster, you know. And
yeah, that's amazing. Last week on the broadcast, we had Stephen Cole Smith from the Orlando Sentinel and Car and Driver and Auto Week and Auto Blog and all those kind of things. And he was reminding me about the price of gas because, you know, I remember the first Arab oil embargo in 1973 and there was another one in 1979. But, boy, I didn't remember the price of gas being as low as it was back in those days.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten so used to, you know, over, you know, $1, $2 now. A lot of industry experts say, you know, $3 or $4 is the tipping point. When it goes over $4 a gallon, that's when people start saying, oh, I got to get a hybrid, I got to get something less expensive. But as long as it's under $4, believe it or not, people are okay with that, which I find kind of disgusting, to be honest with you. You know, I mean,
Well, yeah, and what's this, you know, just here lately, did you happen to get your oil, Bob? The president just released all these barrels of oil for us and the reserve we've got. I didn't get any oil delivered into my front door, did you?
No, I didn't, and I have oil heat in my house, too. What kind of heat do you have in your house in Idaho?
Gas. We have natural gas out here, you know.
Well, for but those folks that have oil heat, too, I mean, you get hit on that end as well. And you know, your oil heater in a house that – the tank is 275 gallons, so it's a huge purchase, to say the least. What's the price of gas in your neck of the woods? I can give you an up-to-the-second report in my neck of the woods because I got gas the other night. What's the price in Idaho?
Yeah, we're hitting right now. The average around town is $3.79 a gallon, and they just did a news report on that and saying, you know, hey, it's gone down a couple pennies. And last year at the same time in our area, it was $2.90.
Amazing.
So, and
I was out Friday night doing some late night errands, as I tend to do, and got gas, and I couldn't believe it. You know, of course it was late, so there weren't that many stations open, and I honestly didn't shop around. But here's the price of gas where I live. Was self-service, $3.85 regular, $4.11 medium grade, $4.25 premium grade. Self-service, too. How do you like that? Put that in your pipe and smoke it. More straight ahead with Mark Evans. And by the way, who made the look? 800-259-9231.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your social security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
With Mark Evans taking your repair call. Something wrong with your car? Want a free expert opinion from an ASE-certified mechanic? Now's your golden opportunity to get on board. 800-259-9231 or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com. Got the easiest trivia question I've done in a long, long time. It is the Le Car. It's a French car. I'm giving you that. Who made the Le Car? That is the question. 800-259-9231. Mark is telling us all about his car collection and about the price of gas. So I would imagine a lot of people are asking you, Mark, how to improve their fuel economy. What are some of the most commonly overlooked areas?
Well, the biggest overlooked area, Bob, truthfully, is the word tires. You know, we've talked about this a lot, and, and we forget about our tires. And I got to really hit her hard with a sledgehammer here with the air in the tires. That's the biggest part of getting really good gas mileage, is just making sure you have enough air in your tires. And on the side of your tires, it'll tell you exactly how much air you should put in your tires, and that's what I'd recommend too, because the tire manufacturer that builds those tires, they build them, they design them, they know exactly how much air should be in them, and what's been going around. I'm not doing a plug here or anything for any tire companies, Bob, but Michelin, we've all watched they brought back the balloon guy, you know, in their ads, the big tall guy there with balloons,
Babendo.
Yeah, and I found out a little trivia that 113 years ago is when they started that little comical guy to do their ad, that's awesome. But here he is standing there throwing tires at, in the ads, throwing these tires at your car, these little comical cars, point to all of us that, you know, tires do make a big difference. And they do. Even tread. The more tread you have, the better stopping you'll get. But also, the more tread you have, the better it'll coast. Make your piece of metal, your car, truck go a lot farther. And another big thing, too, is, you know, the way you drive, lead foot, you know, if you're and you know how that is, Bobby.
Yeah, oh, I know it well.
fun to drive, you know. I mean, I got that horsepower under the hood, and I'm going to use it. And lead foot, you know, off the start, really sucks down the fuel. But another thing that's kind of simple to talk about, too, is, hey, I think I'll turn my air conditioner off and put down the window. That'll save me gas mileage. And it does not. It does not, especially at highway speeds. Not only does the air coming through the window blow your eardrums out because of the noise, but these cars are aerodynamic, and you break that bubble by putting the window down, so it's not going to get you any better gas mileage. So it's better to leave the air conditioner on. It's got a cycling switch on it. It's designed to cycle and turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off. So that's another little tip. But again, air filters, they're sometimes in today's cars are a little bit tougher than just the older style cars, like what I've been talking about, is just the wing nut on top. You can just unscrew it and check it. Well, the new cars, especially the Cadillac, Bobber, are, you know, you have to have a college degree to figure out how to get that air filter out of there. And cause you've got to undo a lot of items in order to get the air filter, just to put an eyeball on it to see if it is dirty. And yes, I'm going to tell you the truth. I mean, I've had some clients that think they need a tune-up because it's not running correctly, and it just doesn't seem like it has the power, is what their comment is to me, their complaint. And the first thing I look at is, you know, well, you know, you go to the quick lube, you got your oil changed, did they change their air filter? Oh, they said they did. Well, let's take a look. And 20 minutes later, and I know where I'm going, I know which screw to undo, I know what piece to do, undo first, second, third, et cetera, Bob, but 20 minutes later, I finally have the air filter out in a Cadillac. And I'm looking at this, and it's like, hey, wow, look at that. You can't see any light through it. And, you know, anybody can do that. I mean, you can hold it up out the window of your own garage or up to the sun and take a look and see if you got any light going through it. And if you don't, throw it away. Throw it away. And that's the biggest thing. And, you know, like K&N, again, is a product that you and I have talked about before. K&N is a brand of air filter.
And
once you buy one, you don't have to buy one again because they're designed to be cleaned. And that's my pet peeve, Bob. If people buy a K&N thinking that, hey, it's a lifetime air filter, I never have to buy one ever again. I'll save my money. Well, yes, but if you don't clean the K&N air filter, it's plugged up and it won't let air through it. And again, just clean it and you'll get, you know, as they do, they promote that you'll get better fuel economy, better mileage because it actually lets the air get through it to the engine, lets that engine breathe. So most simplest little things is letting an engine breathe, getting air. And again, I've said it before, it's like if you feed your car good fuel, it'll run correctly. Like I was talking earlier about my 1916, if I don't have the right blend of fuel, that engine will not run correctly. And talk about, you know, I'm wanting to get all 22 miles an hour out of my 16, Bob, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and if I don't have a good fuel burn in it, I might see, you know, 12 miles an hour. And you get people behind you honking the horn at you, you know. So, And that's the same principles as of today's cars. If I can get my engine to, I don't know if we saw the sponsor of the Tornado, but, you know, that Tornado system, you know, get that air swirling in there and getting that air, clean air, no blockage of air through an engine so it can breathe, it will run better, it'll have more performance, and you'll get better fuel economy. That's the biggest thing. And heat has a lot of things to do with it, too. We're going into summer. If your engine's running a little bit too hot, it will vapor lock, and you won't even know it because a new car today is computerized. It's a manager. A computer's a manager, and it's going to manage exactly what's happening under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
So if your thermostat is bad and it's causing that engine to run a little bit too hot, 210, 215, 220, you're a little too hot, and you're going to be vaporizing. And so your computer's managing it, and it's going to spray more fuel than you need. So, you know, all these little simple things, air, fuel, and again, the word exhaust. When's the last time we all, Bob, really, truthfully, you know, you don't put your hand over the exhaust in your car. I mean, that's the last thing we want to do and think about. But catalytic converters, you know, they do get plugged up. And that's something you can, you know, sure, you don't have to put your hand right on the exhaust pipe, but a couple feet back, and you can see if there's any air coming out. And I've had in my career in the last just 5 years, we're all keeping our older cars a little bit longer, trying to save money, and that's fine. But truthfully, you think about that catalytic converter, it's supposed to catch the hydrocarbons. And for the folks that don't know what the catalytic converters look like on the inside, all it is looks like a big honeycomb in there, Bob, and very small holes. And it's designed to catch the hydrocarbons, which is carbon, and they get plugged up. And so you don't have any air coming out.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am talking about letting air come in the engine, but we've got to get it out also. So what I'd recommend, it doesn't cost anything. A lot of the exhaust shops will do it for free. They're hoping to get you in there. You know, of course, but go. It doesn't cost anything. The exhaust shops can stick a needle while the engine's running, a little needle up through your exhaust pipe, see how much airflow there is in front of the catalytic converter, and then they do it behind the catalytic converter. And they can give you a gauge. They'll give you an air pressure number, so they're not lying to you. Just ask for it, and next thing you know, it's like, hey, wow, I'm 40% plugged up, I'm 50% plugged up, you know, and the best way for me to explain that, Bob, is like, hey, everybody, I want you to go out and stick at least one tennis ball in your exhaust pipe. And that's 10% plugged up. So every time you stick a tennis ball up the exhaust pipe, Bob, just add 10% of blockage. And I've had customers come in on the tow hook, literally. The tow trucks have towed them in. They won't start just because the catalytic converter's plugged up.
Amazing. When we come back on the other side, looks like we've got an answer to the trivia question. We'll throw another one out and take your call. Something wrong with your car? Let us help you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Live. Thank you for joining us here on Auto World. We're live all across North America. We want to congratulate Christopher in Pennsylvania, who got it right. The Renault Lurcar, of course, practically gave it away. We're going to put Christopher in the running for a prize from Warren Tracy from the Busted Knuckle Garage, who will be joining us in hour number two of the broadcast. Meanwhile, Mark Evans is with us, and we're taking mechanical questions. Something wrong with your car and want a free expert mechanic to diagnose it. If you've been to your local facility and they've told you you're not going to pass your smog test, or perhaps you need to spend a whole lot of money on a vehicle and you want an expert opinion via the phone, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231, or some of those symptoms that cars give off, unusual smells or noises or unusual things that are happening when you're driving. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Got a question here from Lauren, who says that she has a 2001 Toyota Camry, and she says it's got 143,000 miles on it. It's an automatic transmission vehicle. She wants to know what type of transmission service should she be doing, and if Mark has any advice, because she'd like to keep the car as long as possible.
It's a great car. You know, Bob, Lauren, that's an awesome automobile. Good gas mileage car. And in fact, talking about gas mileage and all, too, automatic transmissions is one of the downfalls that we see. A lot of people, glad Lauren called in with this call question, Bob, because automatic transmissions are the heartbeats, make that go down the road. And a lot of us, we really don't know if the shift pattern's correctly or not, going up when you take off or going down when you go to stop. And so the best thing that Lauren and all of us can do with our automatic transmissions is do a tranny service. There's two things that a lot of us see and hear and read about going to quick lube, and they want to do a flush. And so peace of mind, we think, well, that's all we need to do. Well, yes, but one thing you have to do, or needs to do, definitely, the transmissions have transmission filters in them. They're runoff transmission oil, and there's an oil filter in the transmission, and you have to take the transmission pan down off the tranny to get to the filter. And I do definitely recommend that, and also do a flush. And what a flush is basically we run transmission fluid with a cleaner all the way through the tranny lines, the torque converter, the valve body, which is the brain of the transmission, and it goes all the way up through the lines into the transmission cooler, which is up in by the and in the radiator. Some the cars and trucks have external transmission coolers, and that flush goes through those also. We flush that chemical cleaner all the way until we see brand new tranny fluid, red, because they're mostly all red, the tranny fluid day, through and done. As soon as we see, you know, the dirty, mucky stuff go through, and we see clean, we're done. We put a new filter, tranny filter in it, put the pan back up, fill it full of transmission fluid, and you've got a brand new transmission. I mean, you know, it's a good clean. You know, the filter's new, and I'd recommend that to everybody. And another thing, too, Bob, that I'd like to recommend to everyone with an automatic transmission is go to a transmission shop and ask them to take a little drive with you. They can do a free diagnostic report, pull the transmission dipstick out, and look at the fluid, the color of it, smell the fluid, and at that point then go have them drive it. And the shift patterns, a transmission person can instantly tell if your car or truck is shifting correctly. And if it's not, they'll know instantly. I'm good at that. I'm a diagnostic person, and I've had a lot of people that as they come in for something other than a transmission question or a problem, I'm in there doing brakes, or I'm in there changing oil or a tune-up, or I'm replacing a radiator, and I go for a test drive in their car to make sure that it's all right. And it's like, wow, this thing isn't shifting correctly. the transmission's slipping. So to Lauren's question, you know, do a full transmission service, get rid of the filter in there and have it flush, and that 2001 Toyota Camry should last about 443,000 miles. They go forever. They're awesome cars.
Oh, that sounds great. 800-259-9231 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com or BobLongRadio@Yahoo.com. Another question here. This one comes in from, you're very popular with the ladies here today. This is Alice, who's in Pennsylvania, who has got a question regarding windshield wipers. She says her windshield wipers are squeaking a lot. It's not the wipers themselves. Sounds like it's coming from the motor. She says she owns a relatively new car. She owns a Ford Focus from 2004. Doesn't say how many miles. It's out of warranty by now. She wants to know, how can she determine if it's the wiper motor and how much it's going to cost?
Yeah, that's something, you know, mechanically operated. The wipers themselves, you got the arms on the windshield, but Alice is right. You have mechanical arms that have little plastic knuckles. There's no place to, you know, like, grease it. You grab a grease gun and there's no Zerk or anything. Those arms go down to the wiper motor. And the wiper motor is basically concealed. They last forever on the Ford Focuses. The best thing that Alice can do, Alice, I'd definitely go to your auto parts store where we're closest to you and ask them for a can of white lithium spray. It's a aerosol type that comes with a little plastic needle. You stick it in a little, like a spray can paint can, but it's white lithium is what you want. And don't spray that. Don't get that in your eyes or in your mouth or anything. But what you want to do is just open the hood and just look for those little arms that are attached to the wiper blade arms themselves and just spray. It won't hurt anything. Just spray right there at every knuckle. And there's the plastic little inserts there that are dry. And that's because of the rain and the snow and all that, they get washed dry. And so you got plastic going against metal, and they'll squeak and just drive you crazy. So just spray white lithium spray on there, and off you go. And actually, you'll notice that, in fact, your wiper motor won't have to work as hard anymore either. They'll just, boy, those wiper blades, Bob, she'll have going across the windshield about 200 miles an hour then, you know? Be awesome.
That's great. Do you find, I know I've asked you this question before, but just being out the other night, I noticed lots of vehicles with HID headlights. How big of a switch is it to take your older vehicle and to put the HID headlights in it? Is it a very expensive endeavor, Mark?
It's not. I'd recommend it. Really, the only thing you have to do, it looks pretty complicated, Bob, on a lot of cars. When you open the hood, you look at your headlight housing, and it's a big, huge, massive-type plastic, or a lot of them are glass, and it's like, well, the bulb, you don't have to replace the whole housing. The bulb is just a turnstile. Unscrew the little turnstile. It's about 2 inches in diameter. It's on the back of that big plastic or glass housing. Unscrew that counterclockwise, and that headlight bulb is all you're replacing. You just pull it straight out. And here's one thing that I gotta talk out loud about, scream about. Those light bulbs aren't cheap, and you don't really want to touch them with your fingers, Bob. Your oil on your fingers will actually destroy the glass on the bulb, and they won't, sure they'll work, but they won't last as long. And a lot of these new bulbs, you'll see a gray frosting on the tip. That's where you put your fingers, and they just plug in, plug out. The only bad and hardest thing to do if you're going to do it yourself is that a lot of these you can't get your hand back there to unscrew that counterclockwise to pull the bulb out.
No.
I know that when I charge to do that, a lot of the shops, a lot of the parts stores, a little tip here, will do that for you for free. They have little star wrench, torque bit type star wrenches, and they'll unscrew what they need to unscrew to swing that housing out so someone can get their hand on those little round sockets to unscrew them. So most of the shops, I mean, I've heard as much as $50, because time's money, and if somebody's going to stand there for 15 minutes per headlight, that's half an hour, and a lot of the shops are, $100 per hour today. So I'm kind of breaking that down like that so I can point out to everyone that, time is money, and if somebody's charging $100 an hour, 10 minutes, adds up quick. So not that no one can, you can change your own headlight yourself, your bulb. Not too bad to do. Take your time and don't get cut.
Well, Mark, always a pleasure. Time just flies when you're with us. We'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Happy motoring.
Thank you. If that's going to do it for this hour of the broadcast, I'm Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.